Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Hey, earlier today was the CU Insight MiniCon, the first one of 2021, and boy, did they come out of the gates firing. They had an all-star cast, and in this first clip, we featured their keynote speaker, India Gary Martin, and she is quite an impressive lady. She is a leadership expert, C-suite coach, DEI practitioner, and a lot more. So, and in this first clip, she talks about lending in the new normal, where she had some really cool sayings, one of which that really stood out for me for leaders is that people will forgive a bad decision, but they will not forgive indecision. So that gives you kind of a taste of what this talk was like, and enjoy this clip right here from India.
But here are the kind of baseline ones. Trust. That's key. Folks need to be able to trust you and trust what you say. And building that in a remote environment can be pretty challenging. Honesty and integrity, I don't need to explain that one. Communication. I think that you will all probably have experienced how important communication is at this time of like being remote from people, of trying to keep folks together, of trying to communicate to customers. It is an even more constant process than it had been previously, right? It had to be. We have to make sure that we're communicating to people all the time. We can't have the water cooler conversations. So leading in the new normal is finding those ways of communicating with people and touching them and being able to pull them in when you can't see them necessarily. And some folks are in buildings together, but where they aren't, it's even more challenging. And managing hybrid teams is tough too. I feel like the new normal changes too much. I can't keep up. Nicole, join the club. I think we're all in the same place. But stick with me because hopefully this baseline gives you something to be able to work with that. Decision making. This is a big one for all of you. And if you write nothing down today, write this one down. Get your pens ready. You ready? Okay. Decision making. People will forgive a bad decision. They will not forgive indecision. Right? I'm going to say it one more time. People will forgive a bad decision. They will not forgive indecision. You leaders are sometimes the only certainty people will have at all. In their entire lives, frankly. So they come to work and they're looking for some of the certainty and stability. And so while you cannot provide that, what you can provide is some certainty around what you know. So it's really important that you say to your people, hey, I'm making this decision, that might change. I'm making this decision with the information that I have right now. It's important to pre-qualify that because as quickly as things are moving, you can't say, this is an absolute, nothing's an absolute. But what you can say is, you know what, with the information I have right now, this is what we're going to do. You are the certainty in the midst of uncertainty. And I know that you're experiencing the same uncertainty yourself, but what you can provide in terms of stability for your people and your customers, please do it. Make a decision. Understanding that you can only make the best one with what you have in the moment. That's right, Kelsey. Kelsey took the words out of my mouth. That's exactly it. Service. And as credit union people, you'll completely get this one. And I will tell you that my very first interaction in the financial services space was with a credit union. My parents got me my first bank account with our local credit union. So I am a credit union lover, and guess what? I've done the same thing with my daughters and son too. So we are credit union lovers as customers. And here's the thing. You are in service to your people, right? Service is a core component of this. Your people are not in service to you. You're in service to your people. It is our job to remove the barriers for them while we're leading in this new normal. And the barriers are going to be big and plentiful. You can't do it by yourself, right? It takes all of us to kind of do it together. But your job is to be in service. And that's the question you should be asking yourself. If you're not in service to your people, who are you actually in service to? Because if you're just in service to yourself, that's not going to get you very far, especially in the current environment, because we need humanity and empathy. So the biggest one, one of the bigger new competencies that I talk about is cultural competency. Right, we have entered a whole space of racial reckoning and having conversations we've not been able to have for hundreds of years. A lot of us are not equipped to be able to have those conversations, and we have to meet folks where they are. But there's this increasing thing around cultural competency that's really important. We need to be able to be culturally competent to understand the impact to our employees, to our customers. You know, we need to be thoughtful. And if you can think about, not in the credit union space, of course, this group tends to be much more empathetic than lots of others, but if you think about some of the big faux pas big corporations have made, right, for not being culturally competent, it's been pretty messy. If you think about, there's some Gucci ads, some Prada ads, a Gerber baby ad, that really, and I'm not going to go through them all, you can go look at them, but that's what happens when you don't have cultural competence. And it creates a lot of challenges around brand and brand reputation, which we don't want or need, particularly with all the other things we're dealing with in a new normal. Okay, so I just, that's my triangle that I'd like you to get your heads around and think about, because that's really important. And if you just do those things, it will not take everything away, but it's a solid baseline that you can remind yourself about. Am I operating with trust? Can people trust me? Am I being honest? And obviously we understand that you can't tell everybody everything, but am I being as honest as I can? Am I communicating more than I ever have before? Am I making decisions, or am I sitting on the fence? Am I in service to my people and to our customers? And am I being culturally competent? What is my level of cultural competency? And those things take, as Aaron got me, Aaron, you're good, bravery and vulnerability. It takes bravery to push through some of this stuff, but also vulnerability, because we're human and we have to carry on that way. So
thank you very much, India. And stay tuned for more news here on CU Broadcast. And stay tuned for more coverage from CU Insights MiniCon. Check it out.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part. Is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs, because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.